What's up, everybody? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel. And you can see in the reflection there, the shadowy figure, Corey Behnke. We're in his office, so behave, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to behave. The boss is here, and he doesn't like it. He doesn't take kindly to any kind of nonsense in the chat. So hello to everybody. Katie, hello. You made it on time today. Thanks for joining. Grayson, hey, Uncle Nags. What's up? How are you guys? Duke? Welcome. Hello from Denmark. What's up, Denmark? Hey, I wanted to give you guys an update on the iHeartRadio app, which I have heard from a lot of you overseas about not being able to get the radio programming live or afterwards. Yeah, the iHeartRadio app is available in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. That's it when it comes to the international audience. So sorry for getting your hopes up in that regard. I try to post as much of the audio that we get from the radio station on Cheesehead TV. Make sure you check the website. I'll try to start posting files on the website itself. I'm not always going to be able to get it. Their web guys are really, really slow about turning that stuff around. But when I can, I will be posting it on the site so that you guys can listen wherever you are in the world. So thanks for your patience there. And I'm sorry that that's been a source of some frustration internationally. Nags, how about you? What about me? How you doing? Dez dropped it. Travis, no truer words were ever spoken. Who will be the biggest impact on the offense outside of Rodgers this week? Whew, that's a good question. I want to say Danny Vitale, but that's just hope talking. I'll say Jake Kumerow. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to make a big difference. How's that? How's that? I like that. Would really like to see Darius Shepherd get some targets. Agreed? Brandon, very much so. I said last week I'd love to see him utilized on some of that jet sweep stuff. I mean, they literally tried a jet sweep handoff to Geronimo Allison last week. Look, you guys know, if you've followed me any length of time, I love G-Mo. I love his upside. I think he's got a ton to offer this offense. But they have used him in every possible way that they shouldn't, whether it's that aforementioned play on the sweep, whether it's using him on third and one smoke, trying to get that first down. Just, that's not his game. Get him downfield, big body guy, slants, deep ins, etc., deep comebacks. That's where he should be making his living. I very much would love to see Shepherd on some of those sweep action plays, get him, get his speed utilized, stretch the defense a little bit more. I mean, it's kind of depressing when you get Trevor Davis for years and years and years, and then running these reverses, etc. And then he goes and literally his first reverse he runs with the Raiders goes for like 60 yards and a touchdown. I mean, come on. Dexter Williams breakout game? I don't know about all that, Brett. I think he'll see the field. So in that regard, I think he'll break out because obviously nothing's official yet. But I would be very, very surprised if Jamal Williams is a go for Sunday. Although you never know. Every head is different. Remember a couple years ago, they had a Thursday night game against the Bears, where Devontae was laid out by Trevathan, and then he played 10 days later in Dallas. So you never really know. But again, I'd be surprised. If Nagler is GM and Denver offers Sanders for a fourth, do you take it? That'd be hard to turn down. For a third, a day three pick, I'd probably make that trade. Is Jimmy Graham spending some extra time on the jugs machine this week? John, only Jimmy Graham knows the answer to that, but let's hope so. And let's hope he's using both hands while he does. AJ Green, Corey Davis, or Emmanuel Sanders? Bye. It's all about the ask, so to speak. It's all about what you're shipping out. I don't want to give away any premium picks, but if I can get a guy for a day three pick, I'd probably pull the trigger. Amari Cooper, less than 100%. Gallup coming back from injury. No Tyrone Smith on the Dallas O-line helps us a tad, even with no Devontae Adams, correct? Corey, I couldn't agree more. I think you laid it out very nicely there. Tyrone Smith, obviously, is the big one. I mean, that's brutal for the Cowboys. That happened right at the end of that Saints game. Got rolled up on by his own guy who was blocking late in the game where they were trying to make a comeback. Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Obviously, whichever Smith is lining up over their backup tackle has got to make some hay on obvious passing downs. Now, obvious counter for the Cowboys is to get the ball out of Dak Prescott's hands very quickly. Oh, and to hand it off to Zeke early and often, which you can definitely expect. Let's see. Do you honestly think Green Bay will make a trade? No, but crazier things have happened, and you never really know with Gutekunst. He did try to make that move for Mac. You know, he's got a little traitor Ted in him. I can't even keep a straight face when I say that. 10-6, baby. It's possible. They're 3-1 right now. That's a good start to the year. You always want to take it in quarters, and they won the first quarter. But hey, as you say, 10-6, I'll take that. I mean, can't go 10-6. You got to go, you got to lose six games if you're going to go 10-6. But I prefer, if you're going to go 13-3, you got to lose three games. How's that? I hate to ask, but could you weigh in on Vontaze Burfict, Nagler? Yeah, you should have been out of the league a long time ago. I think that's pretty apparent. Obviously, the NFLPA will do everything in its power to defend him. That's what they've done his entire career. I'm not surprised by the suspension. It kind of is hilarious how it took his entire career leading up to that hit for him to get suspended for the entire year. A similar hit to what Jamal Williams took, yet Barnett's still out there making plays for the Eagles. You know, obviously the history of the player is weighed heavily here. But you know, the NFL, it's all cosmetic about how they choose to met out punishment and how they choose to deal with supposed, you know, player safety issues. Injuries, question mark? Yes, Juan. Football is full of injuries. We won't know anything on the injury front until tomorrow when we get our first look at the injury report late Wednesday afternoon after practice. How do you see these horrible PI calls playing out the rest of the season? Dan, I'm very interested to see after this week, after a bunch of highly viewed instances in that Packers game, and now, you know, the Chiefs-Lions game. We had a couple last night, the Steelers in the national game, etc. I am interested to see if they dial back a little bit in regards to how many offensive PIs they call. When it comes to the reviews, Alberto Riveron is living up to his rep as far as when he was hired. I said he was a terrible official, and I expected him to be a very terrible head of officiating. Nothing has surprised me. I think he's going overboard trying to protect his guys. I'm not surprised. And I think he's doing it on purpose to try and make them eliminate this rule. And I can't say that I hate that idea because I hate this rule. But I think Alberto Riveron is trash, and he's pretty much running these guys like trash because it's all new guys who have no idea about the rules because all the emphasis and the rule changes year after year after year from the competition committee. And this rule in particular was driven by a coach, which makes it even worse. Don't get me started. Stanley Williams, thank you for the super chat. Very nice of you. Will they miss someone like EQ this weekend, has 1 year in the league, etc.? Cameron, I doubt it at this point. If it was week two or three, maybe, but by the time you're running into week five, you've had the whole offseason, you have all a training camp, you've had preseason, and these young guys actually played in preseason. They've played a lot of football in the system at this point. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I'd love to have EQ. I think he's a talented young kid, but they've got more than enough to do what they need to do. Can I play wide receiver? That'd be no. Who's your quarter season MVP, Nags? Timmy, that's a really good question. Obviously, I saw Corey on our site wrote that he had J.K. Scott as the MVP. I can't hate on it. Corey Banky can hate on it. I'm not going to hate on it. I'd probably pick Za'Darius Smith because he has completely changed the defense, and not just on the field, but in the locker room, the presence within the team. He's completely changed the Green Bay Packers. And to me, that's MVP level. Sean, thank you for the super chat. Very nice of you. The Real DK, thank you for the super chat. Did you see Papinga's Ted Thompson clip? Any commentary? I did find it funny that Brady Papinga is commenting on how Ted Thompson said that and he had this conversation while releasing Papinga after 2010, that they were just going to try and outscore teams. Now, I think it's kind of funny that, you know, if that is true, well, it almost came true. They went 15-1, and it fell apart, obviously, in that playoff game. But I gotta believe that there's a little bit more to it than what Brady is making it out to sound. Brady clearly upset about getting released and a defensive guy who's always going to stick up for defense, etc. Not to mention Ted also signed Brady Papinga to a big contract extension prior to the Super Bowl and made him a part of that team. It's just interesting to me where guys choose to take these shots. You know, that said, hey, the way the league was going at that point, you remember where it was. Teams were spreading it out, throwing it all over the yard, including the Packers. They had one of the highest scoring, most efficient offenses in 2011. I mean, wouldn't surprise me, but I think there's a little bit more to it than Brady Papinga laid out publicly. Galvanizing moment for the much maligned rest of the receivers, Thomas. First, yes, it's a possibility. Second, can we shoot that phrase into the sun? That is a remnant of Mike McCarthy's time in Green Bay. It's time to move forward, not look back. You're not getting AJ Green for a mid-round pick, so stop trying to even bring that up. Well, Sosa, I wasn't. Maybe that was happening in the comments. Do you think Adams will be ready against the Lions? Maybe. The initial reporting around the injury made it sound like he would be back sooner rather than later. But turf toe is notoriously difficult and does tend to linger. And if the Packers are true to their conservative roots when it comes to allowing guys back on the field, yeah, maybe they let him play. I mean, maybe they sit him one more week, extra bit of rest, and then get him ready for the following week. But hopefully he is out there against the Lions because there is an extra day. It's a Monday night game, etc. Patrick, drink on you. Thanks so much for the super chat. We'll be imbibing this evening, watching playoff baseball involving a Milwaukee team. Would much rather have a healthy Adams that misses 2 to 3 weeks than an 80% Adams for the rest of the year. Kevin, I think that's a big part of the equation when it comes to how they're going to try and get him back from this injury, especially since turf toe is something that does tend to linger. Even if they give him as much rest as possible, it is something he is going to be dealing with for the rest of the season. There's zero question there. I'll take one or two more, guys. Did Adams get in touch with Eric Dickerson? I saw that, Marcus, that Dickerson reached out to him on Twitter. I have no idea. Maybe that's something he'll get asked in the locker room tomorrow. What matchup do you think the Packers try to exploit? You know, I don't think there is a particular matchup they can exploit when it comes to Dallas's defense in their home. They're strong all three levels of the D. I do think they can utilize the running backs out of the backfield a little bit more. I would love to see them try and get Vitale singled up with some of the linebackers. I think he can make some hay there in the passing game, but we'll see how LaFleur approaches it. James, thank you for the super chat. Very nice of you. What do you hope to see next in the development of the offense? More Danny Vitale. I can't stress it enough. This kid was killing everybody early on in camp in the passing game. And so far this year, he's had a couple checkdowns and the one wheel route for a near touchdown. Get him involved, split him out, call plays for him. I'm telling you, kid's got it in him. All right, everybody, I'm going to get going. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. There are 365 people here on a Tuesday afternoon. The Packers have the day off. We never take the day off at Cheesehead TV. Make sure you hit like and subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family. You know, if your grandpa doesn't have a YouTube account, create one for him and subscribe to the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. Always putting out new content for you guys each and every day. It's what we do. Check out the website. Check out everything we do. And hey, if you like what we do, hit up our Patreon. All we ask is $5 a month. It supports everything we do, including Packer Transplants Live, which will be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you're checking that out. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.